This episode of Lord Johnlander includes conversation about sexual violence that some listeners may find distressing. Support resources are available from RAIN.org, including a confidential helpline for those in the U.S. That's RAINN.org. Welcome to Lord Johnlander, the Outlander podcast for Lord John fans, where we talk about all things Outlander, but especially about Jaime and his Sassenach. And sometimes we'll talk about Claire, too. We may not be the Outlander podcast you wanted, but we will be the Outlander podcast you didn't know you needed. This is your one and only warning that this is not a spoiler-free zone. We can and we will spoil anything and everything about Outlander, from the books and the show, and definitely from Season 7. We'll probably make some stuff up while we're at it. If you make it through the episode in one piece, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us on Twitter and Tumblr at Lord Johnlander, or on our website at lordjohnlander.wordpress.com, where you'll also find our archived episodes, teasers, fig recs, and more. Hello, welcome to Lord Johnlander. We are your hosts. I'm Mistress Pandora. You can call me Pan because that's a mouthful.
And I'm Beth.
Today, we are going to talk about Season 7, Episode 2. So if you skipped the intro, if your podcasting platform allows you to do that, cool beans. But they're spoilers for Season 7, so if you haven't watched Season 7, Episode 2, The Happiest Place on Earth, spoiler alert, it's not, this is your spoiler warning, so don't be mad at us if you get spoiled.
And we're not just limiting that to Episode 2 either. Like, we will go further into what's going to happen, so if you do not want to know what is going to happen in the future in the books or in the, in the show
or books or shit books we make or up,
whatever, you know, don't listen.
I mean, like, please, like, come back eventually. Like, that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, we can still be friends. Everyone go away.
Leave us to our cabin in the woods.
Oh boy. I was so excited for this episode because, of course, we see John and William. We saw John and William in the promo last week for this week. Yeah, that made grammatical sense. Go with it. So it was like the Lord John fandom was really excited for this one.
AKA us.
Us. Us and our weird friends. Oh, you know what? Speaking of our weird friends, I want to acknowledge something that I didn't know was a thing. Apparently on Spotify, you can rate podcasts and it, like, 1 through 5 stars, and it shows up when you look at the podcasts. And we have a perfect 5-star rating thanks to 10 very kind people. The check is in the mail. I feel like I owe you money now. I feel like we owe you money. But thank you very much. That was a really cool surprise that I didn't know was even a thing until last week's episode kind of landed. And I happened to look on Spotify and I went, what is this? We have 5 stars. Cool. That's very cool. So thank you very much, everybody. So, Alan.
Ugh. So we knew this was coming. Like, we knew that that this story was going to have to get finished. And if you've read the books, you know how it ends. But apparently, having the audience just find out that Alan was incestuously raping his sister, they felt a need to show us, like, we're dumb idiots and couldn't quite understand what he was saying, because God forbid, you know, they actually use the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was not what I needed to see. We've talked about this, Stars. Okay, fuck you.
Definitely.
We don't need to see it. You've been there. You've done that. You've done this since. You've showed how brave you are for showing these things. We don't need to see it anymore. His words were enough. I definitely didn't read that part of the book and say to myself, boy, I could wish I could see this in a flashback.
Yeah, that's definitely no. The whole scene was just, it was creepy. It was creepy enough. Like, his words were icky enough. And, like, I mean, performance was fantastic.
Yeah.
But also, just like we didn't need to see Blackjack and Wentworth raping Jamie, like that, we didn't need to see it here either. Yeah. Fuck you, stars. You didn't have to do it. We can't say the word rape, but we can show it on TV.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
And we talked about this exact same thing with Jamie and Blackjack. Him telling the story was enough.
Yep.
We didn't need the visual.
Because him telling the story was gross enough. And so I think as far as opening scenes go this season, can we go back to Hanging Claire, please? That was way better.
Yeah, I'm starting to rethink my opinion on that. Oh, my Lord.
Her traumatic execution is starting to look pretty good now, isn't it?
At least they didn't use this one for the promo, but, you know.
Oh, God. That would have been a massive spoiler. But righteous kill on Ian's part. That was nice.
It. Love it.
Mrs. Bug must have deserved it.
I mean, you gotta admire someone who's just, like, sees a couple people she knows, like,
burying, you know, a body in the
woods. A body and is just like, hand me a shovel. We better hurry up. Like,
that's a good friend right there.
That is.
Good friend.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Mrs. Bug, the gold has entered the playing field by the end of this episode.
We need to talk about the bugs and the gold.
Well, let's go for it. Here we are. Because I really want to spend a lot of time talking about John. So let's just get them out of the way.
So, first of all, they have done such a shitty job. And let me just take a step back. I loved this episode. So all of these things that I'm complaining about are, like, things that annoy me. But overall, I thought it was a great episode. So let me just say that.
Same.
But they have done such a terrible job of building the relationship between the Frasers and the Bugs. So that's one piece that's missing. So I feel like having Mrs. Bug see them burying the body is sort of like, oh, let's really quickly show, like, how close they are, right? Like, with some, like, weird device, instead of just developing this relationship over the, you know, two seasons we've already had to do it, you know? So that was rushed and weird. And I feel like probably non-book readers, I'm guessing, are like, what is going on? Like, I forgot who these people even are, you know? Okay, so there's that. And then the gold, again. The only mention we've had, correct me if I'm wrong, the only mention we've had of this gold is at the beginning of the episode with Jocasta's wedding, where they showed the scene of the daughter getting murdered over the gold. Well, by the soldiers or whatever. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I would correct you if I were confident, but I think so. I think that's about it. Like, it pops up and then it disappears.
Yeah. So, like, again, a little more time spent on that plot, because if you aren't a book reader, the gold is, like, a huge part of the Fiery Cross, the fifth book.
Yeah.
And it was just pretty much glossed over in season five. But now it's going to become a really big deal again. And maybe we'll get some flashbacks. I don't know. But, yeah, they have a bunch of gold at the ridge that they're hiding. And apparently the bugs are stealing it. What a roller coaster, right? Like, bury the body, steal the gold.
Yeah. Well, okay. So in the book, though, the gold was retrieved.
Yes.
Wasn't it? Before. Wait, no. Whatever. I don't even care. I'm all screwed up. Jimmy knows where the gold is, or he will know where the gold is because of the Spaniard. At least that's how it goes in the book. Yeah. Okay, never mind. I was thinking that he's like seen it, but he hasn't, and I forgot.
And I guess now we're supposed to assume that the gold has just been there all this time and it hasn't been mentioned. And maybe Jemmy does know where it is. I don't know. Like, maybe that already happened, because the timeline here is a little bit
screwy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, when isn't it, right? Yeah. And it's going to get even screwier. So I think part of it is because they still had the littler kid playing Jemmy, but Meryl, I think it was, posted on Twitter last night or the night before, whenever it aired, that this was like their last episode. So, and when we jump to, I think what's going to happen is when we jump to Brianna and Roger in the 70s, it showed them in this episode, it showed them showing up at Lallybroch. So there's a big chunk of time between when they get to the 1970s. They stay in the United States for quite a while. They go to Disney World. They stay with Joe Abernathy. Mandy has her surgery. So it's like almost like a year, I think, before they go to Lallybroch. So there's going to be an age jump for the kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I guess we'll just see how that goes. But it's kind of weird because they're a little bit like behind in the past.
I can't keep track.
I'm not really sure. Anyway, we're just going to go with the flow. Anyway.
Sure.
So.
So yeah, shit's weird on the ridge.
That's all the drama on the ridge. Well, and the drama of Mandy having the heart thing in the first place. Yeah.
I would say that is just sad and unnecessary, but also one of my favorite Roger Bree storylines is coming up because of that, as a direct result of that. So I'm not going to complain. I will complain about seeing Malva get raped on screen.
Yes.
Fuck you, stars. I don't know about you, but while I was watching this episode, my husband and I were sitting on the couch, and as the episode is starting, like before we even get to the previously on, I said, I'm going to try really hard to be normal about this episode. Not yet been able to, when I said I'm going to be normal and Lord John is in an episode and he's like, I don't know what you mean by normal. I said, probably not, because you've never seen it. I might have made a noise at a pitch unknown to man previously. The dog was impressed.
He was like, the mothership's calling me home.
And I may have accidentally kicked my dear husband.
Oh.
Repeatedly. I didn't mean to. But seeing John and William come around the corner in Wilmington was just the absolute best. Like, that right there was just worth the wait. It was so exciting.
Yeah, and I have to just say, Charles Vandervaart is so perfect as William.
He is.
He is just the charming gentleman, you know, and the annoyed, barely adult with his father, you know, annoyed with his father, barely adult, and this excited kid that just is really wants this like glory of war for himself. It was when he said the thing about like sometimes you must use iron and steel or whatever it was. I was like, oh, you're so cute, honey. Like. Like, that was my reaction to it, was just like, oh, he's like getting a little big for his britches. But he's so perfect, because that's what William is.
Yes.
I mean, he has it nailed.
He does. Absolutely does. Fantastic. Fantastic casting choice. And like, appearance is less important to me in like how it goes with like the books and whatever, like whatever, because like David Barry is Lord John. Even I don't care that he is like 8 inches too tall. I don't care. I don't care.
And has dark hair.
I don't care. Like he's perfect.
Yeah, no,
he is the perfect Lord John. But Charles now he looks like Show Jamie and Show John's love child. It's perfect. I know.
You know,
it's so perfect.
It was so funny during some of the promos and like the videos that were coming out like in the months and stuff before. Because like there was this one that came out and I was like, oh my Lord. I was like, what? He just looks like John. Like what the fuck? Like he in, like this one picture or part movie or moving picture.
Jeff?
Yes. Yeah. Like he was just like, he just looked so much like John and nothing like Jamie. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, did I delude myself? And then the next thing I saw with him, he was more like standing with like a commanding presence. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no, there's Jamie.
There he is. Yep. Absolutely.
I just love, because I always joke that William is John and Jamie's biological child. So I just love that that's what they gave me.
And we didn't even have to see any impreg for it.
Yeah, no, we're not going to get into any details of how that happened. So it's just, yeah.
Although.
It just is.
I will just put this out there for anyone who may so be inclined. The slight tangent, sorry, but not.
It's okay.
You know how the AI engines have been scraping AO3?
Yes.
Lock your fix, people, by the way. I mean, if you've got fix on AO3, it's already been skimmed. But if you put anything new up there, go ahead and lock it. However, the abundance of ABO, Omegaverse fic, on AO3 actually poisoned the sample to a degree that it's become it's evident when people try to use AI to write stories, it tends to come out a little bit Omegaverse. So I don't typically read it. It's not my cup of tea. I find it kind of squicky, just a little bit. But if someone were to send me a link to some John Jamie Omegaverse fic, even if it includes the impreg, I will read it. I will kudos. I will comment. Because please poison that well. Because fuck AI harder than fuck this stars.
So funny. I also heard something about the AI, and I'll never get this right exactly, but it was something about how, like, because now it's, like, scraping stories that were written with AI,
yeah,
it's already, like bending back on itself and, like, being all fucked up.
I'm also good with that. There's a whole genre of movies that tells us why this is a bad idea. Anyway, so back to John. I just had to throw out that plug that if you need a noble cause to write Omegaverse impreg fic for, please fucking do it.
Fuck it. I'll just have AI do it and then I'll post it under a pseudonym.
Don't do that.
I'm just kidding. Feed the bots.
I know you're kidding.
Well, I want to feed them, like, see, because if we keep feeding them with their own shit, then it's going to be like, they're going to be like the fucking Russian royal family eventually. And just like, it's just going to be like diseased and like, you know, like none of the pics will live past the age of 5, right? Like,
I'm just going to throw this out there. Beth and I have both had a wild weekend. We're not prepared.
No.
be recording, so you're welcome. So Bree meeting William was absolutely adorable.
Oh, the best.
John was not nearly as stressed out as I thought he was going to be. He relaxed pretty quick when he realized that she was going to play it cool.
Oh, yeah. But I loved when he said to Jamie, like, she said he had a right to know. Like, he was like...
Oh, yeah. It's like all appalled about her, her opinions.
And then Jamie has to be like, yeah, she's got her own opinions about things. The darn woman.
The GIFs have just been amazing. Major shout out to all of the GIF makers who have been keeping us fed with Jamie John content over the past couple of days. Like, thank you so much. If you didn't intend for me to put snarky comments in the, not snarky, like shippy comments in the tags, including the lyrics to, I've been doing the lyrics to like 80s love songs. So there's a GIF set where John and Jamie are locking eyes across the street and they're like eye fucking in the middle of the road. And that was Take My Breath Away, because that's always, always Jamie's face when he sees John and he didn't mean to.
I know.
Like, he can't breathe.
I know. That's true.
So far I've hit Take My Breath Away, yes, from Top Gun. And Air Supply, I'm All Out of Love, as they're breaking up.
What about, and it's hard to say I'm sorry. That'll be later.
And then I haven't posted this one as of the moment that we're recording this, but it's coming. So, or it came by the time you hear it. Total Eclipse of the Heart is coming next.
Yes.
Gotta get some Bonnie Tyler in there.
Bonnie Tyler. Oh my God. Yeah. So the scene with John and Jamie, I mean, it's like Sam and David are just like handing it to us. Like,
they are. They
the
are.
The tension, the way Jamie was like, fighting back tears the entire time.
Oh, he lost that fight, by the way.
I know.
He lost that fight.
I just, wow. It was just like, either you're doing this on purpose or like, it's just so obvious in the material that you can't help it.
Could be both. I'm going to go with both. Bit of both.
I just, it's crazy. And then when Jamie left, the door shut, and then he turned around like he was just going to walk right back into that room and fuck him. I was just like, oh my God.
That whole time, it was just like, you could almost hear Jamie thinking, if you just ask me not to do this, I will say yes. Just ask me, just argue with me, please. Just argue with me and I will give in. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why the fuck won't Jamie just fucking tell John about the future? This has been driving me crazy. I mean, absolutely insane. Almost to the point where it was like, it was bothering me. It bothered me in the book and it's bothering me in the show, because like, he doesn't, John won't believe, he doesn't believe Brianna in the book, and he doesn't believe Claire in the book.
He would believe Jamie.
He would believe Jamie, especially if like Brianna said something to him and John was like, well, that's weird. I'm going to talk to her dad about that. And then when he does and Jamie corroborates her stories, he'd be like,
right.
Oh, hold on. I need to sit down. He would believe him and everything would be completely different.
I know.
I cried so freaking hard, though. Even as irritated as I was, I'm like screaming in my head. And well, I think it was all in my head. It might have come out of my mouth. I don't know. Anyway, I just was like, just tell him. Just fucking tell him. Just tell him. You'll tell Murta, but you won't tell John. Like, just tell him. Just tell him. What's the worst that's going to happen? You've been punched in the face before. It's okay.
Exactly.
You've been punched in the face over this exact thing before. You can take it again. Not that John's going to hit you, but if he did, one, you deserve it. And two, it'd be fine. Like, he's probably going to pull it. He's not going to break anything. You'll be okay. You got a hard head anyway. No.
You hard-headed, Scott.
So hard-headed. I will point out that Jamie cried harder walking away from John than sending Brianna back through the stones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's true.
I would also like to point out that the next time we see him and Claire together alone, he tries to get rid of her.
Wait, say that again?
The next time we see Jamie and Claire alone, uh-huh. Jamie tries to get rid of Claire. Gives her the other stone.
Oh, right. Gem.
Like, you can go with him. And I'm like, one, he doesn't look like he's struggling with this. And okay, fine. It's supposed to be her choice. Meh. He was trying to get rid of her.
No, he was. It was in the book, too.
I don't care. When have I ever given a shit about canon?
He's never. Not trying to get rid of her.
He was daydreaming about her death in the last episode, and now he's trying to get her to go back to the future. Come on, Doc Brown.
Oh, that's a nice tinfoil hat you have there, Pan.
Thank you. Made it myself. She can't buy them in the store because they're tampered with.
That's right. They're like pre-chipped when you get them in right. the store.
There's microchips. It's the nanotech.
Oh my God. You know, you've got to get the heavy duty tinfoil though.
Yeah, I think the grilling.
I think that's where people make mistakes with their tinfoil hats is that they just get the cheap kind and like the thinner kind that for just like covering your pizza or whatever in the fridge. Like, no, you need like the kind that will hold like 20 pounds of meat.
It's got to be named, like, it's got to be Reynolds wrap, because if it's great value, it's just going to shred.
Yeah, no great value. Yeah, no, that's... No.
And you're going to be picking tinfoil out of your hair for a week. What the shit?
Anywho.
Can we write some boners or something?
Sure.
I think I need a minute. What the hell?
As opposed to rating tinfoil hats.
Yes. I give the tinfoil hats no boners. It chafes.
Oh, God. All right. So even though this was a very sad, intense moment for Jamie and John, I do still feel like there was a lot of sexual tension there. So I think we've got to like think about the boners, and like it's kind of a tricky one because you've got to balance the sexual tension with the really bad sadness. So I think this is a delicate one.
It's almost two, or like we got to pick a very specific point in time. Maybe we should have talked about this before we started recording.
Would have been good if we planned ahead a little bit more.
Oh, well. Okay, let's take a couple. Let's trace the boners throughout the through the beat. Okay. Phrasing pan. When they see each other across the street.
Well, that's like a 9 at least.
Are we doing it out of 10? What do we normally do the boners?
Do we do it out of 5? I think it's 5.
You know what? Boners. I think when it's Jamie and John, I think it needs to be out of 10.
Should it be a combined score?
There we go. Combined score.
I like it.
So 5 each, up to 5 apiece.
Yeah. So they're like a 9.5 at least.
Definitely 9.5.
When they just see each other. Yeah.
It's pretty instantaneous.
Take my breath away.
See? See? It fits. It does. It fits, Maverick-o. I think it would be a perfect 10 if, like, their children weren't there.
Yeah.
That kind of puts a damper on it. You know, it's a little bit stressful, you know, because they're still lying to the baby.
Oh, my poor little boy.
Poor kid. While they're in John's room before Jamie breaks up with him and they're just, you know, kind of talking.
I mean, that's got to still be the... kind of the same from the street, right? Like
that felt like a 10 because that was real tense. I'm just gonna be a thirsty bitch for a second. When John unbuttons that top button,
oh,
that freaked me out. I'm like, I know this is not happening, but it could be.
Now, is this the Pan and Beth boner scale or the Jamie John boner scale?
I don't think it matters at this point. The Jamie that lives in my head got real excited. I don't know if you've got a Jamie living in your head, but the one in my head was like, oh boy, is it my birthday?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it was also very, very sad. So yes. It was a little bit wilty. So that's more like a 7 or an 8.
And I think that, you know, that moment I talked about after Jamie walks out and then he turns around like he's going to go back. Like, mm-hmm. I think he had like a little bit of a sad boner, but then he just had like this surge of like really good boner and he was going to go in, but then he just like stopped himself.
The mental images in that sentence. I just, so choice.
Sad boner.
Sad boner. And then a surge of a good
We've covered that, the stuff.
I think we've covered the stuff. Hey, how about a bingo check-in? I hear it was a great week for you.
It was. Let me just open my phone again. Yeah, so I got this week Mama Bear Brianna. I got Jamie and William Don't Look Up Moment. I got Those Damn Matches and the Sapphire.
I got Those Damn Matches and the Sapphire. I actually passed on Mama Bear Brianna. Well, I also have the Jamie and William Don't Look Up Moment. I was thinking of a different thing specifically in the book.
I know you were, but then like in the show, they were right on the street together. So I was like,
true.
Cause they true. Were not in the book.
So I probably ought to rethink mine. I'm going to leave Mama Bear Brie off though. Cause I feel like we can do better with the Mama Bear Brie personally, but you go ahead and count yours.
I'm going for quantity, not quality.
That's fair.
I mean, that's fair. It is bingo.
True. True. If you're not playing bingo, but you want to be, there are links posted on Twitter and Tumblr. And also in the podcast description thingy. I know it comes up on Spotify. I don't know about the other platforms. We're on a bunch. But yeah, please play along. Feel free to tag us. Please tag us so that we can celebrate with you as you cross off squares on your card. If you get 5 in a row, you win the right to say that you got 5 in a row. If you get a blackout, then everybody wins because these are pretty gay. So.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So, yeah. Anything we did not cover?
The moment between Jamie and Brianna.
That was really sweet.
With the fireflies was just so sweet. And again, I get a little bitter because I'm like, it would have been nice if we'd seen this relationship build over the last 4 seasons. Right. Or 3 seasons or whatever. But okay. But I loved it. And the Mickey Mouse conversation was everything I hoped it would be. Thank you, Sam Heughan. Just so perfect. He's a rat and that they let the Barons play with it.
I mean, when you put it like that, it is really horrifying. It is really horrifying. Which my husband's comment about it was, as Jamie is saying goodbye to Jimmy, if you meet a mouse named Michael, tell him your grandsire sends his regards. All my husband could think about was not like sends his regards as in hello, but sends his regards as in like the mob movie, like stab him in the gut, like
make him an offer he can't refuse,
right? So that was the conversation in my house.
Oh God.
How about a quick shout out to the return of Horse Girl Jamie?
Did we get the return of Horse Girl Jamie?
We did get Horse Girl Jamie. Jamie taking Mandy out to the stable.
Oh, yeah.
It was very cute.
Break my heart a little bit more. Jamie showing her the horses and telling her he's going to teach her to ride. And then Claire showing her the surgery and then telling her she's going to teach her to be a surgeon. But I am really excited that, because there, I think there is going to be a little bit of a time jump next week, that we'll get to, we'll get to start seeing, you know, Mandy as mini Claire, which I just think is so adorable.
Yeah, that'd be really cute. So, yeah, next week will be a fun episode two, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be not the happiest place on earth, but.
Well, no, this was the happiest place on earth, and I cried twice.
I know, but I'm saying, like, the next one isn't going to be either, I don't think.
No, I don't think. So. Yeah, the preview, the preview for next week, Claire is saying something to Ian. I don't remember what it was, but oh, I guess Mrs. Bug is going to die.
Yeah. And then they had the, like, coffin and everything. And I guess we're going to get Claire singing Ave Maria, and it's actually Katrina Balfe singing it. But that's kind of cool.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So good to see that.
It'll be fun to look forward to.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week as we talk about another episode of Outlander Season 7. And we look forward to talking with you again next week. Bye. If you're listening to this, it means you survived another episode of Lord Johnlander. We'd love to hear from you on Twitter or Tumblr at Lord Johnlander, or on our website at lordjohnlander.wordpress.com/contact us. All opinions expressed on the Lord Johnlander podcast belong to us and are not affiliated with Outlander, Sony, Stars, and definitely 100% not with Diana Gabaldon. This podcast is not suitable for children, immature adults, homophobes, anyone who takes fandom seriously, people who don't understand that the characters aren't real, people with sticks up their arse, people who hate fun, and people who have no sense of humor. Do not try any of these hot takes at home. We are professionals. And if you know us in real life, no, you don't.